Okay. Just make yourself comfortable now. If you want to close your eyes, that's a good idea. But if you don't, that's fine too. Now, just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And of course, you'll be aware of all those other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building and sounds from outside. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they are going to help you relax. Because the only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, just simply allow your body to be at ease, as you allow yourself to relax even more now. I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sending that beat and just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just a touch. Just seeing whether you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down just a little. You can then feel your whole body slowing down, becoming lazier and lazier. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. So you can allow your whole body to continue to relax and become steadier and easier until it's just taking over like a well-maintained machine. Just taking over smoothly, easily, quietly, comfortably, so that you can become gradually more aware of your whole self. Aware of your hands and arms, just sensing how they are now. Aware of your legs and feet too. Again, just sensing how relaxed they might be, and wondering if it's possible to relax them even more. Yet remaining totally alert and noticing now how even your face muscles can begin to really relax. Relaxing and letting go of the tensions that were there. Almost, but not quite, completely unnoticed. Just being vaguely aware of the skin and the muscles of your face settling. Smoothing out. A good feeling. Wondering just how long all that tension had been there, where it all came from in the first place, and then realizing that you simply couldn't care less, because you can feel it draining away from you now, and that feels good. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart, and the absolute steadiness of your body's rhythm, you wonder at the fact that you are so absolutely relaxed and comfortable that you simply can't be bothered to even try to move a single muscle. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. I know that you easily could, if you wanted to. But you simply can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed and relaxing even more now, as lazy and relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And I wonder if you can now manage to relax even more, even though you are already as relaxed as it is possible for most people to ever be. Just finding those last tiny traces of tension in your body, and simply letting them go. With each easy, gentle breath you breathe. I'm going to count down from 5, and with each layer, you find yourself falling deeper and more relaxed. Five. You are just so relaxed and feel yourself going even deeper. Yourself slipping a little bit more. Three. Oh, such a relaxed state, such an enjoyable state. Two. Just continue listening. As your mind slips in a nice, deep trance. One. Empty of everything, as everything has faded away. Allowing every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your entire body to be as beautifully relaxed as anyone could ever wish to be. And now that your mind is calm and clear, just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play. A play about you, and your mind, and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply, down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel. To see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere, deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of even before they are spoken. Words of happiness, kindness, and love filling your mind. You feel humble and shy. And a love for animals and friendship. Things that bring a smile to your face and relax you, knowing that they've just what you find wonderful. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. Just slight changes at first, but then quite a bit more intensely, until you reach your goal, a bright checkered finish line. A kind pony always reaches her goals. Helping others comes first. You are there to cheer her on, right? You are in a new place, having fallen from up high, clouds there. The Pegasus race, the terrifying drop to the surface. but it ended well. You wouldn't change a thing, ever, since you landed on the butterflies that carried you down to the surface, with green grass and beautiful trees everywhere around you. You can hear water flowing, birds chirping. You can see beautiful animals, feel the fresh air, the wind slightly blowing on you. You feel so very relaxed. The sight, the sound of nature brings a strong calm to the very core of your heart, touching you in a very, very special way. Right before the sonic boom that scared your nuclear friends, you ran to their aid, comforting them. You are in your element. No pony cares as you do. You are truly kind. Feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb. A nice warm tingling feeling, starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading downward slowly, deeply penetrating into your being. Continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out. Your fingers begin to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers. And they continue to smooth together, their tips becoming shinier and harder, like fingernails. A sturdy yet smooth covering, as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, four and three and two, until all that remains are your beautiful hooves. The bones in your legs twist and bend, painless diffusing together, give you the hind legs of a pony, a nice light Pegasus frame. So hard to stand on two legs anymore, you don't even want to bother try, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms too undergo similar, unstoppable action. You are doing great, Fluttershy. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of kindness, of concern, and love. You realize how kind you really are. You realize how you are apprehensive. Second to none, elderly quiet, you tend to shy away from others. Even around your closest friends, you're still modest in your demeanor. However, you find peace, wonder, the companionship with your animal friends, connections with every living creature. You suddenly want to rush to their aid and to heal them. It's like drugs to you. The love between you and your friends is awe but unbreakable. Even if you don't say much, you always want to be there for them. Pain and unhappiness leaves you devastated. There's a calmness, an absolute glee that fills your heart to truly be light and be a pony, gracious and quiet. compassionate and caring. It feels like something completely and totally natural to you, as simple as breathing in and out. And understanding that somewhere deep in your mind, deep within it, you do indeed enjoy these changes, and this will become more and more apparent as time goes on. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come on. Something as sure and real as gravity, how you got down to the surface. Softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. That does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind for your body to experience these changes, even if you felt embarrassed at first. Now you're sure of yourself. You got this, shy pony. Because who wouldn't want to be a cute pastor pony, to have some magic and happiness in their day? I know I would, and that's a fact. Every pony deserves to feel good. Another quick twinge of energy shoots to the base of his spine, creating a knob that extends out for a foot or two, taking on the partial shape of a parabolic curve. Once formed, soft, silken hair bursts forth from it like a flower in first bloom. You feel a slight shimmer, a shiver down your entire spine as it takes on a pink hue, extending from its base to the tip of your newly formed tail, making you happy. You feel a heaviness, making you feel more sturdy and balanced, safe and secure. You wouldn't know what to do without it. Although it takes a little effort to hold your tail up at first, it quickly becomes second nature. You swish it back and forth, getting used to the new sensations. The expressive ponytail to complement your new pony backside. It is a soft, pastel pink. You now remember that pink means unconditional love and nurturing. The color washes over you, and so you realize how simply wonderful it is to be a good pony and help others around you. Because you care, regardless of how they see. You can't help but wonder what will come next. Feel as the hair on your head spins outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. Feel as the hair on your head spins outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A lovely, flowing, pink mane for you to wear with pride. Feel now, just below your shoulders, the firm stretching feeling of two large, strong wings. Slowly, gradually growing, sprouting outward, connected down your side with the soft, sleek, yellow feathers. You can feel them move up and down as they slowly grow out. they make a small breeze as you rub on them before they rest comfortably by your side. Your new Pegasus wings, soft and light, fluffy and free. It is going to be so amazing to fly. You are doing great, little pony. And as your wings grow and shoot out, like a bolt of lightning, you start to remember a story. Falling from Cloudsdale, while Rainbow Dash defended your honor. You can feel them move up and down as they slowly grow out, coming to rest comfortably by your side. Your new Pegasus wings, soft and light. My wings. The world fills you with a twinge of excitement as they continue to grow. The three layers of feathers, each having its own special job to do, to give you the exhilarating ability of flight. For when you do fly, until they will eventually fully form with a soft, graceful look to them, just as you've always visualized. Just as you've always wanted, as I'm sure you're aware. I wonder if you could feel the speed in your new wings. Feel their grace surge deep in your mind and body, coming to you so effortlessly, so surely. As the tingling change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck as your throat tingles and your voice becomes a softer, barely audible, and meek one. A perfectly fitting voice for a pony as shy as you. Feel as the hair on your head spreads outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders. A lovely, beautiful mane for you to wear with pride. As your ears stretch outwards, upwards, becoming pointed mare's ears. These are your new ears. You now wiggle them about. Your shy nature aroused as you pick up those new, crisper, clearer sounds. They may startle you at first, but that's okay. You're doing great, Fluttershy. They are covered in a soft, lush, yellow fur that warms and comforts you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lie to your side. It feels so delightful, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new bony ears. To accompany this new set of ears, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new mouth. Your face extends out to symmetrically form your lovely head, animated, friendly eyes. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently, growing larger, so you can see even more. Your iris changing color to a lovely, light blue tone. Your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could pat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your fur. A graceful pony head for a shy pony. A tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin as you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form and coat. A lovely yellow pegasus. Already your mind feels such thoughts filling it. Warm thoughts. Soft and quiet. Caring until the end. Daydreaming. Caregiving. Relaxing it. So natural, as you know this to be true, because you are the shy pony. Fluttershy. So relaxed. You're feeling a bit skeptical, but enthusiastic. You feel confident, admiring your new body. You have done so well so far. Every pony you love would be proud of all the progress you have made and will make. You have done such a good job on your performance. A plus for sure, as Twilight would say herself. Together, you sit on your blanket, everything on it, on the ground, by the tree. You look around to see your surroundings, everything in its place as you sip on your tea, relaxing as you watch over your animals and thinking about your friends. They might join you if they come past. You are probably the best at taking care of animals in all of Equestria after all. But you already knew that. But you love to remain modest. The fact is as plain as day, as Celestia's rising sun. Why else would you have such loving and understanding friends that care for you as much as you do for them? Aside from your own undying kindness to any pony or anything. Ever since that day, when you fell from the sky during the Pegasus race, when you first saw the surface, it was a rebirth. You found your destiny and QA mark. Caring compassion, kindness. Start thinking about your friends as you tread carefully along the grass and trees, maybe pondering which animals are going to join you at the picnic. A nap kinda sounds good though too, maybe after you're finished eating though. Here's to a soothing, relaxing, small get-together with your animal friends, unless you're needed somewhere else. Surely this will be a treat, a chance to unwind and share companionship in doing so, giving you that wonderful sense of fulfillment you enjoy so much. The birds in the sky, going about their business, the squirrels and the trees, and the cute little bunnies. A welcoming world of so many wonders for you to play in. Start thinking of that image that has already formed in your lightning-fast mind as you trail off giggling to yourself. Sometimes I feel like such a little filly. Truly lost in your shyness, but not letting it get the best of you. Kindness and compassion first. Your steps quicken. Licking your muzzle as you think of what you will do today. As you hear the sound of your hooves against that soft grass, your idle humming noise, and the wonderful sounds of nature in the background. I'm sure any distractions remaining, if they haven't already, will fade away when once you get to your destination. Your favorite spot under the old oak tree. The songs of the birds in the forest gently floating into your ears, and the warm rays of celestial sun soaking into you, warming you as you watch over your critters and talk with your friends. As you feel them soaking into you, becoming part of you, even warmer and kinder now. Yes, softer and more graceful, because with each passing second, each chance you have to be kind and help, you become better and better at what you have to do. That delicious rush you get. It's as easy as breathing in and out, as simple as getting lost in your own head. Together you sit on your blanket, everything on it, the picnic basket and cups, the blanket on the ground by that old tree. You look around to see your surroundings, everything in its place as you sip on your tea, relaxing as you watch over your animal friends. Now again, stepping back to the forest. On the ground in the forest, you look around to see your surroundings. You can trot around. Now, getting a chance to fully experience it, to play in it, to relax, instead of just waiting for the weather to be nice. That was good, but this is even better. You are here, so astonishing. Chance to press your soft, delicate hooves into the mellow, deliciously green grass. The brown earth and different colored woods and leaves of every shape and style, looking under the powder blue sky and the fluffy clouds. Silently thinking to yourself how old this forest really is, and exactly how many different kinds of creatures get to fly, swim, breathe and crawl. Scurry and run here. It surely fills you with the most breathless calm and happiness you could ever wish for. The rivers and streams softly flow, slowly and serenely, as nature is your heartbeat. Walking along a path to the wise tree, picnic basket in your muzzle, the feeling of calmness and friendliness welling up in you. Cuddly critters of every shape and kind, enjoying and living their lives, enjoying the sounds of nature as they go about their business, all here for you to care for if the need arises. Red squirrels and cunning raccoons, birds and bees with their honey, sweet butterflies, every animal imaginable, trees, animals, nature, relaxation, and nothing else. The sights and sounds and the bird songs floating up as you feel everything soaking into you, becoming part of you, even more calm and in tune with your emotions now. Yes, calmer and more shy, because with each passing second, each day of life, you become better and better at what you love to do. So sing song, a wonderful melody playing in your head. It's as easy as breathing in and out, as simple as getting lost in your own head. You're doing such a good job. Again, stepping back out of a loop of deep thought, on the ground by the tree, You look around to see your surroundings. Everything in its place as you sip on your tea, relaxing as you watch over your animal friends. Soon getting a chance to fully experience it, to play in it. Now, instead of just thinking about it, so fascinating. Now, getting the chance to press your soft, delicate hooves into the mellow, delicious green grass, the brown earth, and different colored woods and leaves of every shape and style. Looking to the powder blue sky and the fluffy clouds, suddenly thinking to yourself how old this forest really is, and exactly how many different kinds of creatures get to fly, swim, creep and crawl, scurry and run here. It surely fills you with the most breathless calm and happiness you could ever wish for. The rivers and streams softly flow, slowly and serenely as nature is your heartbeat. Cuddly critters of every shape and kind, enjoying and living their lives, enjoying the sounds of nature as they go about their business, all here for you to care for if the need arises. Red squirrels and cunning raccoons, birds that beat with their honey, sweet butterflies, every animal imaginable, trees, animals, nature, relaxation, and nothing else. The tall, wise old trees with their intricate branches, home for many sweet songbirds and countless others. The green blades of grass, row upon endless row. That view of the sunrise when Celestia begins to raise the sun, so warm and fuzzy, like that feeling you get when you show your compassion. Trying not to run now. You have to be a good little filly. You have to paint this out. You don't want to tire yourself out before you get to see it all. Now, just in awe, like Twilight Sparkle would be when she gets lost in a good book or learning a new spell. I bet you can imagine that. How is she? You think to yourself, before getting re-immersed in everything, deeper and deeper. It's like so big. I wonder how many critters live here. Song, to song, to song. A constant stream of emotion. So many wonders filling your mind. Angel Bunny, Mr. Beer, Hummingway, Eliza Bee, every pony else as well. All of your wonderful friends, all yours to care for and love. Love, kindness, and compassion. Butterflies, a hurricane of colors around you. Angel sits above you, poking you with a paw. Then you wake from your nap, waking up underneath a tall oak tree. He holds a pocket watch. You are late for your spa date with Rarity. Even as you go to speak, to respond, to talk, your voice is a soft and warm, feminine one, as if it seems to emanate kindness. Not at all assertive, showing no hints of who you used to be. A voice of some pony who feels right just being her shy little self. You prefer to let others do what they want. You love them, and you want them to be happy, you are meant to serve. A shy, calming, raspy feminine voice. Your feminine voice. See your new body. Imagine and feel all of the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. The forehead gait and swishing tail and pointed ears. The beautiful swift wings and shy, calming feelings of love, kindness, friendship. The curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a shy pony. And whenever you say, I'm a shy pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface. Changing back to the shy little pony from the person you are instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the shy little pony, when the person you are may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase. Revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the shy little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a shy pony, it will feel even more natural for you. Your desire to be the little pony, becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen and sing, seeming more and more inescapable. More attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this shy pony, and the experience expands more and more with each visit. It's time to wake back up. Waking up on the count of five. You'll find that with each number, you'll wake up a little bit more. Slowly but surely come into consciousness in your lovely pony form. The sensations of your new pony body and mind just becoming that much stronger with each passing word, just as they have been this whole time. One, blackness at first, slowly waking up, feeling relaxed and fuzzy. Consciousness returning, those wonderful, kind thoughts, you slowly begin to become aware of your beautiful pony form, hooves and wings, muzzle and tail, and your flowing mane and ears too. And then, your surroundings mainly begin to come back into focus. Tail shake, tucking it slightly as you ruffle your wings a bit. notice softness where you stretch out. Five. Refreshed and awake, truly graceful. And I hope you enjoy, little ponies.